Where I get
the stipler, which
the stipler himself says he's sticking in Derech Agav. It's in the stipler Simcha Vav, the one on the Yerushalmi of the regarding the Muhiyasis of Ishe Mishum Chitzai, which we discussed 2 days ago. Stipler puts in, it's a separate paragraph where he just throws in a very interesting nekuda thought regarding the Mukhiyaitis and regarding Malacha Shabbos as well. The nekuda they write is that you could declare what the din Malacha on Shabbos is, what the Issa Malacha is. What do you mean what the Issa Malacha is? What I mean is this. In the Tam Hadavar, Malacha on Shabbos is usur because your body has to rest, your guf has to rest, the yid's guf has to rest on Shabbos. And Malacha is that he's doing the Malacha, his guf is doing the Malacha. Or is the Nekuda Sayisr that the Briya has to rest, there has to be a Shvisa in the world. And a yid is not allowed to disturb the shvisa of the world. Goyim disturb the shvisa of the world. A yid is not allowed to make that malacha is done on Shabbos. Follow the two ways to understand. It's the isser, that when I do malacha, if I do malacha on Shabbos, I'm disturbing my own shvisa. Shabbos is that I have to rest, my menucha taguf. Or is it that I'm disturbing the menucha ta'ilam? The world has to rest. The stipler brings, and it's actually a Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asks that Rashi Shit and Shas is that even though there's no shlichus to a guy, ain't shlichus la'akum, partial shlichus doesn't apply to a guy. But Rashi holds, yei shlichus la'akum l'chumra. That l'chumra, there is shlichus la'akum. It's only not makula, but l'chumra yesh shlichus la'akum. That's Rashi Shita. So Pnei Yeshua asks, when you tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, that's the drabanan. Amira la'akum is the shvus, is the drabanan. Try to Pnei Yeshua, why is it a drabanan? If yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra, if you say that l'chumra there is shlichus to a guy, so then it should be in a today right. That's the issue with Kasha Rashi. The base mayor, which the stipler brings, answers, and some stipler says the same thing in the Chuvas and the Pei Dalet, that the Kasha only makes sense if you learn that the din Shabbos is that there should be a shvisa in the world. Now, I'm not allowed to cause malacha to be done in the world. But they neman that the emes is that the isser is a din shvisa on the guf of the yid. That Shabbos is not a din in disturbing the Shabbos of the Bria. It's a din in the guf ha-Yehudi. That a yid's guf is not allowed to be disturbed, it's not allowed to do malacha. It's not a din of disturbing the malach in the Bria. The first way. The Mela, they say, when you make a shliach to do malacha, lamdish, you're doing a malacha. Lamdish-wise, you're doing a malacha. But lamaisa, your guf is still resting. Your guf is still b'menucha, still b'shvisa. So that's why there's no isidairaisa to... tell a guy to do malacha for you, even if you hold yeshliach with la'akum l'chumra, even if you hold yeshliach in such a case. Because lamaisa, you're not doing malacha. The aveira is only if the guf ha-Yehudi, if the yid's guf is doing malacha, and his guf is not doing malacha. You might say lamdish, it's considered like he's doing malacha. But for payo, it's not. His body is b'shvisa. And therefore, that's not an issa d'oraisa, because his body is resting, there's no issa d'oraisa. So this is the aside of the disciple called the aside of the Beis Meir. It's also, as I said, in the Sfam Sofer. And the Eglay Tal is matzik very much this shita, that the Aveira is only if it's a din in the Maisa Yehudi, not in the Nifal. In other words, it's not in the result that Malach has done in the world, it's in the act. The Eglay Tal says an afkamin al halacha. When a shinoi is needed on Shabbos, but in certain cases you do things to shinoi. Does the shinoi, but let's say it's not Hilchos Shabbos, let's say eating treifas b'shinoi. Chayla, even Shemay Sakhan is allowed to eat treifas shalei kederach achil, b'shinoi. That shinoi has to be a shinoi in the way you swallow it. If a person, the shinoi will be that he'll put it into his mouth using a dump truck, that'll be a shinoi, that's not a shinoi. The shinoi, legabi achila, has to be a shinoi in the actual eating. If it's wrapped in a piece of paper, that's a shinoi. But in the way you put it into your mouth, that's not called a shinoi. If somebody puts food into his mouth, the back of his hand, klacharya. So that would not be called a shinoi, legabi other dine tyra. However, legabi hilchos Shabbos, Eglay Tal says, even if there's no shinoi in the result, it's only a shinoi in the maisa. Someone has to make a phone call on Shabbos. He does it with a shinoi. He takes a knife and he presses the buttons with a knife. There's no shinoi in the malacha, because the buttons, whatever happens with the buttons being pushed, is exactly the same. It's only a shinoi in the maisa. Is that called a shinoi? Of Eglay Tal, that depends on this chakira. If you hold Melechus Shabbos is the result that Shabbos is being disrupted, so then that's not a shinoi. Shabbos is being disrupted the same. Just like if someone puts it into his mouth, kalachayad, he's eating it the same. That wouldn't be a shinoi. But the Eglay Tal says the emes is that the issa Shabbos is the issa in the maisa. And that the Gufa Yehudi is doing a Maisa Aveira. The Meila he passes that that's called a Shinoi. That a Shinoi in the act is also considered a Shinoi. Because the Malach of Shabbos is that the Gufa Yehudi has to rest. And if the Gufa Yehudi does it with a Shinoi, that's also a Shinoi. It's not the result that's the Malach, it's the act.
Why can't
you do
both?
Because he both is a Chinam. He says either Shinoi would be good, of course. Shini in the Nifal would certainly be, every Shini in the Nifal is a Shini in the Pula. But certainly, you're right. Zot the Steitler, like this, the Mukiyaisa's whole kasha doesn't start. The Mukiyaisa asked that Ishe Mishum Chitzai, so if you light candles there of Shabbos, you're doing Malach on Shabbos. If you hold Ishe Mishum Chitzai means your Malach is continuing, doing Malach on Shabbos. But the Stifler and the Eglay Tal is the same thing. That this whole Mukiyaisis is not MS if you learn the way we learn. Because we're learning now that the Isser Shabbos is the Isser in the act, in the Maisa. That the Kufa Yehudi is not allowed to do a Maisa Malach on Shabbos. If the Isser is in the Maisa of the Yid, so just like if you send a guy, it's not a Malacha, because even though in London you did a Malacha. But Lamaisi, your body didn't do a malacha. The same thing in Ishe Mishum Chitzai. If you light a fire Erev Shabbos, even if you hold that it's on Shabbos, it's lomdish, it's as if you're doing a malacha. But Lamaisi, your body is resting. Your guf is b'menucha, your guf is b'shvisa. So since your guf is resting, that's not a... since your guf is resting, that's not malacha Shabbos. So therefore, the whole Mukiyaisis seems to be based on the Yisrael, which is not true la'alach. It's not true la'amayt. Right, and it's that if you do a malacha because Yishem Shem Chitzay, that's considered a malacha. It's not true. It's the cycle of Yisrael. It fits into many areas in Dinei Shabbos. For example,
the Ragachava. Ragachava, Sapasmeya, declares when is a grama, if you do an Aveiro with through a grama, when is it it's a Daraisa, when isn't it? There's some places where we find that a grama is an Issa Daraisa, like killing somebody with a grama. Rama says that if you kill somebody through a grama, so you don't get Mises Bezdin, but you do get, but it is an Issa Daraisa, Roteach. Killing someone through a grama, that's a Daraisa. Or a Shemitah, if you do Malach on Shemitah, you work the Karka through a grama, that's an Issa Daraisa. Yet on Shabbos, if a person does malach on Shabbos through a grama, that's only a drabbanan. As a matter of fact, certain gramas are mutter b'makom tefilin on Shabbos. There's a fire in the house that says you're allowed to put water around the place where the fire will travel, and I'll put out the fire, even though it's a gram kibbutz. But grama is only a drabbanan on Shabbos. So the Ragi Chavar says, what's the rule? When is a grama deraisa? When is a grama drabbanan? He answered, it depends what the Aveira is. If the Aveira is an Aveira because of the result is what we don't want, then even a grama is also us. Let's say Moisiritzah. What's the chaimer of Moisiritzah? What's the coup d'etat is? Is that the result that someone's being killed? Being that the Aveira of Moisiritzah is that someone is being killed, therefore, Moisiritzah, even through a grama, is also an Issa Daraisa, or Shemitah. The purpose of Shemitah is Shvisas HaKarka, that the land should rest. So if you do it through a grama, the land's not resting. So it's an Issa Daraisa. Shabbos, Zot the Safis Paneach, like the Vice Mayor and like the Sam Sefer, he says the Aveira is not the result that the world is being disturbed by Malach. The Aveira is not the result. The Nekudas Aveira is the Maisa, the act that the Yid is doing. The fact that the Yid is doing a Malacha. Being that the Yid is doing the Malacha, his Guf is doing the Malacha, that's the Aveira. So therefore, if it's a Grama, his Guf is not doing the Malacha. The Aveira is only if his Guf does a Malacha. The Meir of his Guf does it through a Grama. Like a Shinui in the Maisa. And then that's not called an Isnet. So, and this is certainly the Ikala Halacha, that the Aveira is the, not that the world is being disturbed, but the fact that you are doing the Malach. That's in the Yisayin and Ochashad, and that's why a person is allowed to, let's say, send a fax from America to Eretz Yisrael when it's Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, even though here it's a weekday. Here's a weekday, so you're doing it. There it's Shabbos. Malach is happening on Shabbos. Malach is happening on Shabbos. The letter is being printed. But the Guf HaYehudi is still resting on Shabbos. There's no Guf HaYehudi that's doing Malach. The Yid's Guf is resting on Shabbos. Because the Guf HaYehudi is doing the Malach when it's still Friday afternoon. So Memeila, there's no Issa. There's no Aveira. Because the Aveira is not the result that Malach is happening on Shabbos. The Aveira is the Maisa Malach that's happening. Right? The truth is, every time you set a Shabbos clock, you're doing the same thing. You're doing a Maisa Erev Shabbos. That it should happen on Shabbos. So the Guf HaYehudi is doing it in Erev Shabbos, and the Malach is happening on Shabbos. If you set a Shabbos clock to kill someone, that would be an Issa Daraisa. You set a Shabbos clock to do Malach on Shemitah. Or a shayach, but let's say they'll set they have some planting machines. They'll set an Erev Shemitah that it should plant on Shemitah. That won't be butter, even though it's a Shabbos clock. But it doesn't matter. The issue is to cause the result that Shemitah, that the earth is being planted on Shemitah. But Shabbos, the Aveir is the Maisa, not the result. And being that the Aveir is the Maisa, the disciples, the whole kasha of the Nebuchadnezzar doesn't start like Reif Paiskin. Because like Reif Paiskin, the kasha doesn't begin. If Isha Misham Chitzai, you lit it out of Shabbos, still on Shabbos, you go to dress. So this is the disciple says this all in a few lines, but it touches on like I say, you're cited in the understanding of Malacha Shabbos and what the Aveira Shabbos is about. There are a number of tshuvas. There are a number of tshuvas, and it's come out everyone. The Maram Sheik also has a tshuva on this, that the Aveira is a fail, and in their Bali says the same thing. There's only one kasha on this. On this Yisayit. Yisayit that the Aveira is the pu'ula, the act that the yid is, the body is doing Malacha. And not the result. There's one difficulty with this, and that is one halacha in Shulchan Aruch. By Havdalah, every Matzah Shabbos, we use a flame, either a flame that we strike, or Matzah Shabbos, you could use a flame that was lit from before Shabbos. But if a guy lights a match or a candle on Shabbos, that flame you're not allowed to use for Havdalah. That's called Ner Shalai Shabbat. It's an air that Malacha was done with on Shabbos. And in Eila, that Ner is possible for Havdalah. That one din is a problem, because if you learn, it's also because it's a Ner that Malacha was done with on Shabbos, it's not a Ner that was Shabbos. But it doesn't mean Malacha was done with it. But Malacha was done. So that's not like you started saying about Shabbos. That's the problem. Here it seems to be like Shemitah. Here it seems to be that the Aveira is that Shabbos was disturbed by someone lighting a fire flame. Yeah, but according to the Yisrael that was saying that Yisrael Shabbos is an Isser for the Yid Guf has to rest, this Nair is not a secret to that. The whole Abdullah is a Drabanan, so it's hard to say. Because I used a Lashon that the Nair was a Shabbat, it sounds. Sounds like it was somehow a Malacha. A Malacha. A guy did a Malacha.
Maybe
it's a Din of Abdullah, it's not a Din. It's probably the correct terror. Perhaps it's a Din of Abdullah, and the Nair Shal Abdullah, it's not. But the preciousness of the Din seems to be so. Okay, let's take a look at Taisus. Imamayna Kulahu, I read this Taisus to you briefly the other day. What was the Gemara saying? Which two places do we have that Momin takes precedence to Malkus? We have Eden Zaynanin and Chayvo Bechaveira. Those two Dinim, the Momin, the pay, you don't get Malkus, that's for Kuli Alma. Who wants to learn Kalatara Kula from these two cases? At least in the heavens. If you say Mamet is more kuladik, then Malkis, you give Mamet Taimar, Gulei Isker, Shanita Makala, Achipai Prechav Esrof, and his Chayav Shemises. So Hedrin says there are personless two Aveiros. One is Chayav Sreifa, and one is Chayav Chedek. So which Irish do we give him? We give him the Yisra Sreifa. He doesn't gain because he also did an Aveiro Chedek. So a person did two Aveiris, one is Sreifa, one is Chenek. I think the Gemara is the case. Bayel Chamasai was also an Eishas Ish. Chayv one Einish of Eishas Ish, and one Einish, which is Chenek, and one Einish of Bayel Chamasai, which is at least Sreifa. So the halacha is that you give him the Mochavedic one. So Fractasis and Agamara too. If you say Mamayna Lakula, you say that Mamayna Lakula Dik that Malk is, so why are you giving him Mamayna? Give him the Mokhava Dikka one. And for Taisvis, Yishloim Hashaniyah, Chas Rahmanah, Mamayna Shaniyah. That the Taylor has Rahmanis on the money of the Nichbal, of the one who lost money, someone who injured him. So we have Rahmanis on the money of the Nichbal. So it's very mistaverous that we, even though it's Mokuladik, it's more important to us to reimburse the Nichbal than to make sure that the one who did the Aveira gets Malkus, gets the Mohammedic guy.
Yeah. The fact that there was a heated card, that fell into play regarding the
Chomer.
What's the
door
to
the head to the Chomer? That is a sinister explained inside of Mamayna Chomer. Taisus is going on in Mamayna Chomer.
No, I understand what I'm saying, but I'm saying, the Mishnah was saying that we look at it. How I'm still going to get it in Shemayim. I haven't
finished
in Shemayim.
That's not a contradiction to Mechas Chinuch. In this world, you give the Mechamedic one. Now, Mechas Chinuch only said, Mechas Chinuch said that Momin, which doesn't pass it from Karis, is Mechamer than Malkus, which does. That's the Eretz is saying, if
what's
someone
the,
gets...
What's the question? Is that, what's that question?
With the Aaron Squid in Sanhedrin?
Why is he not getting anything?
Well, he's not going to gain either way. If you can take into account Shemayim, he doesn't gain either way. But the point is that an Anamazeh is gaining. If you're saying Mammon and Mammon and Mark is also gaining.
I'm not saying it's gaining.
The truth is that Pshat and Gemara Sanhedrin is Pakapashit, and the Mechas Chinuch is a Chiddush that you take into account the Shemayim, the Gainish. The problem is, if you look at it your way, you can never pick one or the other, because it's always even. Shemayim is always even.
I think,
Mechas Chinuch is my idea that when Shemayim is even, we go by what's more chamer and lamada.
Mechas
Chinuch is only mechadish when in Shemayim it's not even.
I'm not asking on this.
I'm
asking
on
this
question.
According to the way Mechas Chinuch is looking at
this, the question is that it's gaining in lamada. There's no question. The zikr in the Gemara means it's glorious because it's gaining in this world. Not in the other world. Everything is discord even.
Why is that a question? Why is that a question?
Clearly, the Gemara holds that in this world we down the person with the Mohammedic Gemara. Clearly. Clearly. The Mechas Chinuch Chiddush is only when it's not even that we shouldn't do it that way. When everything else is even in Shemayim, everything's going to be even now. So then in this world, we give him the Mohammedic Gemara. We don't want it to gain. We go by the way it works in this world. Now, Tesis Teretz is in the Stavridika Teretz. The problem that Yeshua has with it is that it only answers half the question. Because how many cases in the Gemara do we say Mammon is before Malkus? How many cases in the Gemara do we say Mammon before Malkus? Chayvel and Eidim Zaynanin. Chayvel and Eidim Zaynanin. Taisus Teretz doesn't answer Eidim Zaynanin. No? Taisus Teretz only answers the case of Chayvel v'Chaveirai. It doesn't answer the case of Eidim Zaynanin. The case of Eidim Zaynanin, it's still Shver. That is good. It's good. Why are you giving him? Is it Mamani Shom Echba by Eidim Zaynanin? What's Eidim Zaynanin? By Chayvel, the Chaveirai, if you're Chayvel in someone, so you have made him lose money, so you have to reimburse. But Eidim Zaynanin, what's Eidim Zaynanin? Kasha Zaman, the way Kasha Asha. Is that people who try to make someone lose money? Keshazama, but like Ashas, and they tried to make someone lose money. So they didn't make anybody lose money. Right? Everyone came, they said, Ruvain owes Shimon $100. And then was the Mazen Dev. Ruvain didn't lose $100. They said, Ruvain owes Shimon, but Keshazama, they tried to do it for like Ashas. So there's no Mamayna Shalichba, What? Right, it's true, but they're not going to reimburse the nechba. The question is, should we give the malchus or mammon? If you hold malchus as mocham, you should give the malchus. Taisa says, you give mammon if there's an issue of reimbursing someone. What issue of reimbursing is there? The kasha zomel and kasha osa, there's no reimbursing, there was no hefsin. This is an issue of kasha and taisa. However, Taisa's shita in Bava Kama Daf Dalet is that we say Kasha Zoma Vavoy Kasha Osa only by either Misa or Malkus. By Mammon it's different. Right? You remember what Kasha Zoma Vavoy Kasha Osa, right? They tried to give someone Malkus and they weren't successful. If they were successful and they did give someone Malkus, then they don't get Kasha Zoma. By Mammon, Zot Taisus, we don't pass in Kasha Zomba like Kasha. Matter of fact, if you want to catch somebody, if you ask somebody, where in the Gemara it says Kasha Zomba like Kasha? So where does this drush in the Gemara? Right? It's nowhere in Shas. Those words don't appear anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Kasha Zomba like Kasha, as far as I know. It's nowhere. Rashi uses the Lashon. The Gemara's Lashon is, Hogu Ein Neharagim. they were successful in giving someone misa, they don't get killed. Zot Zotaisis, it's only they killed somebody, they get someone malchus. And then Rashi calls it kasha zomar, but like kasha. But by mamin, there's no din of kasha zomar like kasha. By mamin, if you gave someone an einish mamin, then and you were successful, so you still ate them zayin. The name of Taisus here is Lishitasin. Taisus holds that Adam Zaymimin applies even if they already did damage. So now, what? What? You're right, 1 second. So that Adam Zaymimin, you also have a case where the person was damaged. So the mayor of Taisus Kashi is good. Shani Hacha, the Chaslach Lamaisa, someone lost money. So we want the Zaymimim to reimburse them. So being that we want the Zaymimim to reimburse them, we do Mamin rather than Malkus. So that's the Teretz, so that's why it's good. Nice Teretz. Taisa Shitasa, gives you idea, Taisa Shita. The problem is, like Shamsi said, that how you take back the money? If Adam Zaymimim come, Adam come to bed, say, Ruben owes Shimon $100. So Reuven gives Shimon the 100. Now there's Zaymimim. Doesn't Shimon have to return the 100 to Reuven? Like the Zaymimim didn't make him lose. They made him lose momentarily, but he gets it back. Why? He's lost. And he's lost. Reuven
for my own money. I'll have the money.
That's right. Shimon was not entitled to the money. He was giving him the toll.
Maybe he isn't
out of
money.
I'll prove to you what you're undoing. Because the Taisa says, Kasha Zomba like Kasha Asa does not apply to money. Because the money is that you give back. It's never Kasha Asa. So that this seems to be a problem. Unless the Fei Shua means that there'll be some times where you can't get the money back. The guy runs away with the money or he spends the money. There'll be situations where it'll happen sometimes. Then he'll give the money, and then he'll want it back, and the person will say, I don't have it, and he'll say, I spent it. So maybe for such a case. Okay. Yeah, let's just touch on one more nekuda. Alright, what's the bottom line of our sugya? Is that Hachaybel b'chaveira, why don't you get Malkus? So what comes out from our Gemara? Hachaybel b'chaveira, why don't you get Malkus? Because you pay. Right? B'sha'achta the mechaiva, b'yad the mechaiva, b'shtei b'shoi. The Gemara will say, we'll learn next week, that if you mask someone less than a shava pruta, you do get Malkus. Because there's no mamet, so then you get Malkus. There's a difficult question on this. The Rambam says, if you steal money, are you chayav Malkus? Someone steals money, is he chayav Malkus? What? If someone steals money, he's pater for Malkus. Why is he pater for Malkus? Because the debt should be shavai. Because it's nitin l'tashlum, that's the Rambam's lashon. The law of nitin l'tashlum. It's a lot that you could pay back. The Rambam says that if you steal, it's a lot hanitim with teshlumin. If it's a lot hanitim with teshlumin, there's no mountain. That's not only by stealing. The Rambam says it at least three other places. He says it by ribbis. You know, because ribbis, he says that if you pay ribbis, you don't get malchus, because it's a lot hanitim with teshlumin. The person has to give you back the ribbis you paid him. And the Rambam says it by Einor. What's Einor? Einor. You charge a sixth over the going rate, right? Einor is if you charge a sixth over the market value. And the Shara shook for something and you charge a sixth more, that's called Einor. You don't get markets for it, even though it's a lab, like Sainuish or something, right? But you don't get markets for Einor. Why? That's the Rambam. Nitli Shavai, you could pay it back. So what's that? Kaneva, Ribis, Einor, and he says it by the bigger chiddush by kodesh tzchar sachir. If you don't pay your worker on the day he works for you, the mitzvah d'oraisa to pay him the day he works for you. Right? You should know you're going to camp soon. The Chafetz Chaim writes, if you have a little kid, you ask him, do something, I'll give you a lollipop. You tell him, do something, I'll give you a soda. This is Isser Chavis Chas Sachir, if you don't pay him that day.
Only
that year. Huh? Only that year. You work with Goyim in camp, most people work with Yidin in camp. They promise, so if he says, in it's a gobble, so you tell him, I'll give it to you on Shabbos, he's Michael, it's fine. But a cotton, if initially, you told him initially, I'll pay you on Shabbos, of course it's good. But if you tell him initially, I'll give it to you, the Chafetz Chaim writes that it's an issa, you can't be Michael, cutting his leg, there's no mechila. So you have to be careful to pay him that day. Most people think Kodesh Chasachir is only if he gets a W-2 form, and if you tell a kid do something, and I'll give you a candy for it. So, Kodesh Chasachir. If someone's over on Kodesh Chasachir, does he get Malkus? But the Rambam, no, because it's Nidli Shavim. Because you can pay it back. That case is a bigger chiddush, because there, what? There's a much bigger chiddush, because there the day's over. You'll never undo what you didn't pay that day. Well, maybe you will pay him. And therefore, there's a, it's Nidli Shavim. So we have all these cases where it's allowed. The Rambam says you don't get Malkus, it's Nidli Shavim. We have a very major problem with the folks again. And that is that this love of chayvul b'chaveira, if you chayvul with somebody, chayvul, the question is mamin and malchus. We say you give mamin, not malchus. Why not malchus? Because kamei d'ramine. And we pass if for whatever reason you give mamin and not malchus. The problem is that chavala should be the same din of nitli shavai. That it's a lot of nitin shav, and you could pay a person back, and not a nitin with a shlum in rather. What? Why? Someone steals a cake and he eats it. Tucking back what he took, but he's saying it's value. So he doesn't get Malkus, right? You're right. He steals the actual item, you're right. Unless he took an item and he ate it. So he still doesn't get Malkus. You shut them up as an event, whatever, that's a consignment, you shut them up.
That's the thing, that's stealing and paying back.
Why? What's it, stealing and paying back and being mazik and paying back?
Give back what you think. You're
paying for tzar, and that's also a value as an event. Huh?
One of five. The other four things are...
You're paying all five.
Right,
then
the other four are different than these four
that we said. What's the difference? So the Nasdaq is the same. And Nasdaq is more, but still, it's a lot of nitin with this movement.
But still, you're giving back the same thing, so you're undoing what you did.
Okay, the etymologist says, I think, what you're saying. There are a number of, Mr. Klinik actually is the cash in Mitzalana test. And, the technical terrorists. I like better, it's more mustabit to me, the Eben Ozel Teretz. If I understand the Eben Ozel properly, he says that the other lavim are nitin l'tashlumin. You could undo what you did. You stole, you undo it by returning the money. To gribbis, you undo it by returning the money. You undo it. And he says is that Nezek doesn't really undo the Avera. Someone cuts off someone's hand, for real. Because of someone's hand. He pays an Eved. So what does he pay? As an Eved, how much he's worth more with a hand, without a hand. Does that really undo what he did? It's Negeya Latzmusa. It's Negeya to the person himself. He's without a hand. He doesn't want the hand just so he could be sold as an Eved. Nezek only pays back like a koshavu of the thing. You pay the Nezek, the Tsar, and the Ripley. But you don't really undo the Aveira. The shabbiness of your hand you could pay. But no one in their right mind is going to sell their hands for the shabbiness of their hand. So that the aveira of being mazik, or cutting off the hand is an extreme case. There are cases of smaller nezek. But in general, nezek, it's not, you don't really undo by paying nezek. physical pain and physical damage, you can't undo it by paying. The pain doesn't undo it. It's part of it. It's nitwa tashlum in the sense that you pay some. A lot of nitwa tashlum is only part of Malkus, where the tashlum undoes the aver. When it doesn't undo the aver, it just compensates a little bit. That's not called a lot of nitwa tashlum. You see, I have an Oswald's answer in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Geneva. If I understand it correctly, the Lashon is not that clear. But I think that's what he's saying. And it really fits in well, except in the case of the Kodesh Tzachil, like Solon. Except in the case where you're supposed to pay someone that day, you didn't pay him that day, so it was just only tomorrow. You're not undoing the Aveva. You're supposed to pay him yesterday, paying him tomorrow. He feels good tomorrow, he would have felt good yesterday, but the Aveva is the delay. In that case, it doesn't fit that well. But in general, the Sfarah I like very much, the idea that the Tashlumin is not a complete payment for what was done. Okay. Tomorrow's Erev Shavuot. I assume we have Yeshiva tomorrow. If anything, Erev Shavuot. Sometimes on second Seder. On the first Seder there is. I'll give an Erev Shabbos. We're going to start, after Shavuot, we'll start Rabbi Yechanan. After Shavuot, two things. First of all, I'd like to try to move a little more quickly. Also, lunchtime, I'll be giving shiur for those who are interested on Chav Gimel through Chav Ches, the plot that we didn't finish in the second parak. And I think I'll do it every other day. So that will do it like Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Do it every other day, except that the first Sunday of the Shavuot, I won't be able to do it. I'm giving three shiurim in the morning. But probably starting Monday. And we'll skip a day, so that we'll try to cover the ground. We'll have the Kiyoshia on those.